Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you, we praise you. Lord, we exalt you, we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. If you have your cell phones, you can put on the silent position. Amen. Here we go. I've entitled this afternoon's message, Being a Blessed Father. Being a Blessed Father. And there are some of you maybe in this room that maybe never had a true relationship with your earthly father. Maybe it's gone estranged. We don't know. I don't know. Maybe a father has abandoned your home. Don't know that. But many families have experienced that. One of the things that we're going to see today in Scripture is that God will always be not just our God, but a father to us. And many times, if we have lacked that relationship with our earthly father, God will come right behind that and show us how to get it done. When we were in Tennessee, they would put it like this, get her done. Get her done. God has done awesome things in our life. I was raised in a family of 11. And my father would spend 6 months at a time doing Westpac. Those of you who were in the military know what that means. He would always go on a carrier ship and they'd be gone for 6 months. So it was my mom and our grandmother that raised us. And so we didn't have that close relationship like a typical ordinary family would have. It wasn't until I got saved till I understood the love of a father. And one of the reasons why I love Jesus is because he never spoke ill of me. He always cared for me. He always loved me. Even when I was at my worst time in life, he didn't destroy me. He had a plan for me. He has a plan for you. And if you understand the plan that God has, you will see the heart of a father, who he is. And that's why when Jesus would cry out to his father, because Jesus in the flesh was his son, and his father always nurtured him and has nurtured his creation. How many are so blessed to know that God the Father did not destroy Adam and Eve at the garden once they sinned? You know why? You know why I'm so blessed? Because we're here today. Can I get amen? 6,000 years later, we're here today to give God praise, glory, and honor. And look what he's doing in your life and my life. I am so blessed. And so we're going to look at Scripture, and then we're just going to have God have his way. And I'm hoping that before this message is over, that we'll have the men come up. Married, single, divorced, I don't care. Want to be a husband? Some have desires, but we want to pray for the men. Because you're going to see in this study that I put together, the father is the most critical element in the family structure. A missing father is a recipe for disaster. Praise God for strong mothers who love their children, but they are not the priest of the home. They are the heart of the home. They love their children. They'll do anything for their children. But the father is the authority. And when the authority is gone, then that's a recipe for chaos. And we're going to see. I found some statistics I'm going to show up here right now, which are mind-blowing when the father's missing out of the home. Yes, it's Happy Father's Day, and fathers, we want to praise God for the fathers. But I want to pray for the families that don't have a father.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
Because God will ultimately be their father.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Here we go. Now the days of David drew near that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man. So King David instructed his son. One of the things that are lacking in the family of this culture today is instruction from the father. Here we go, verse 3. And keep the charge of the Lord your God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. So as you can see, King David was checking out. He was going to go home with God now, his father. He was dying. So he left his son instructions on what to do and what not to do. Look at this in verse 4 right up here. That the Lord may fulfill his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons take heed to their way to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, he said, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. What? You know what God was saying? God was saying that God was enough. But you got to remember back, even further back, when God was their father, God was the God of Israel. But the heathen nations had their own human king. And Israel wanted one just like them. So they disregarded God and went after King Saul. King Saul was chiseled, big man, statured. We want him. We want him to rule over us. But in his heart was wickedness. Something that people cannot see in the heart of a man, but God can. God can. So David was checking out and saying, walk in the ways of God and you will be blessed. How many of you fathers in here right now can say, God, teach me your ways. Help me. Some of you have grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Guess what? It's never too late. Can I get an amen? To raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. To sow righteousness into their being. To show them the ways of God. The final words of a father to a son are profoundly significant. There's going to be a day when it's time for me to go. I want my son right next to me. And I know he will come when it's time. You want your children by your bedside. By the grace of God, my father lived to 96. All 11 of us were at his bedside. And every one of us were saying our goodbyes. Every one of us was praying. Every one of us was saying. And one of the things that I can rejoice, when he was 80, I had the privilege to baptize him in the jacuzzi, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost. And God gave him another 16 years, hallelujah, to praise the Lord with us. It's never too late. The other day, I think it was two Wednesdays ago, I was showing my ordination to a couple that stayed behind. And there was 200 plus people at my ordination, and my dad was in the front row with us, just worshiping God. God is faithful. God is good. God is merciful. You see, saints, King David had some great advice for Solomon as he lay dying. And when he drew near, he charged his son Solomon to be spiritually strong, obedient, faithful. The advice that still resonates thousands of years later. Look at this clip that I found right up here. Look at this right up here. A columnist named Abigail Van Buren wrote, "If you want your children to keep their feet on the ground, put some responsibility on their shoulders. Responsibility isn't a curse, it's a blessing. Teach them. Teach them to be men. Teach them to be women." Can I get an amen? Teach your children, fathers, grandfathers. Because mothers are doing a great job because they love them. But it's the authority is what matters. It matters a whole lot. This other clip I found right up here, Booker T. Washington said, "Few things help an individual more than to place responsibility upon him and to let him know that you trust him." There are times where you teach your children certain things in life, and now you just have to trust what they have been instructed by, that they will walk in it. Can I get an amen? And if you're walking with God, God's not going to let us down. To become a man means you're willing to take responsibility for how your life will turn out to be. Irresponsible people run away, make excuses, or they even what? Blame others. And those who do run away, never learn to become men or women. They don't even know what the word integrity means. We know people like that, but guess what? It's not too late for them either. Never too late. You pray for them.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Be a witness to them. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
David determined not to run away from his difficulties and his many sins. One of the things that King David had is what God proclaimed about him, that he had a heart after God. And that's what my prayer is for us men, the fathers. It's Father's Day. That we would have a heart after God. Despite of difficulties, despite of things that take place, right now, the economy is falling apart. We all know that. My industry has gone to you know where. I read yesterday's paper, there are 1,000 Rubios that have closed already. Shops are closing everywhere. You know why? Because they can't pay them $20 to $25 an hour. But I'm here to let you know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Look at this right up here. Do we men still need such advice today? Do we still need advice, or are we walking around prideful? Yeah, I know about that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You know people like that? Yeah, all right. Yeah, I know about that. Yeah. Don't worry. I want to show you some statistics. I went searching this week when the father's missing out of the home. This is what has evolved. Look at this. 43% of children live without their fathers. 43% in our nation live without their fathers. Look at this. 63% of teen suicides are from fatherless homes. That's 5 times the national average. I'm getting it from these sources down below. I'm just not making up numbers here. Look at this. 71% of pregnant teenagers lack a father. What? Yeah. Look at this right up here. 90% of all runaways and homeless children are from fatherless homes. That's 32 times the national average. Look at this. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes. 14 times the national average. Wow. Is this speaking to us about a fatherless home? Look at 85% of children with behavioral problems come from fatherless homes. 20 times the national average. Look at this. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 9 times the national average. 75%, look at this, of all the adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 10 times the national average. 85% of all youths in prison come from fatherless homes. 10 times the national average. Look at this. Daughters of single parents without a father involved are 53% more likely to marry as teenagers. 711% more likely to have children as teenagers. 164% more likely to have premarital birth, and 92% more likely to get divorced themselves. These are facts. When the father's not at home. Look at this. 85% of youths in prisons grew up in a fatherless home. The last one here is this. Fatherless boys and girls are twice as likely to drop out of high school, twice as likely to end up in jail, 4 times more likely to need help for emotional or behavioral problems. So what's the fix? See, you know, one of the things that a pastor should do is we show the problem, but then we're supposed to show the remedy. Can I get amen? And the remedy is God. The remedy is the Word of God. Can I get amen? This is why God has given pastors throughout the world ammunition to build the church of the living God. Because God is our Father. Can I get amen? And we follow Him. Don't follow a man. Don't follow a person. Follow God as they follow God. 17 years of doing church. My wife's my witness. All we do is follow God. I remember Pastor Leo, when he started his church, he didn't know what to do. He used to say it like this, we're just a bunch of doop-de-doos trying to figure it out. But God is our teacher. And if you're in your word, God will strengthen you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Oh, He will strengthen you. That scripture you read today in Revelation spoke volumes because Jesus is coming soon. Whether you want to see Him or not, He's coming soon. Look at this in Proverbs. This is what King Solomon wrote. This is after he was instructed by his father. Then he started writing Proverbs and the Songs of Solomon and Lamentations. King Solomon just started writing. Look at this. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Let me pause on verse 23. I want to hit real quick on this. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Wisdom and instruction and understanding. Listen, I don't know if you guys been to our website, Amazing Grace website, our PowerPoints, our sermons, my notes. It's all free as a download. But you go to other ministries and you got to swipe your card and pay for it. If it came to us free, we need to give it out free. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But there are ministries out there, they just want to make a dollar. They want to sell their stuff. Really? Do not sell it, God said. Wisdom and understanding and instruction. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. Listen, you know what that is saying? Rejoice in those children that are raised up according to the way of God. Because guess what? The return is beyond comprehension. Beyond. Pastor Art, we go way back to North Park. My daughter Sophia was maybe 5 and Anthony was 2. And every Sunday, he saw me. They were there in church with me. I raised them up the best way I knew how. I kept them close to the fire. I kept them close to God. I made sure that every Sunday they weren't deprived. In other words, my agenda, whatever it was, had to be put on the back burner because I wanted to make sure I brought my children to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And here's the dividends. Here's the payoff. My daughter, she homeschooled all her children, my grandchildren, in a Christian environment. My son is in ministry in Arkansas, and he has helped this coffee company grow leaps and bounds because of his influence in God. Those are the things that we can say, God, to you be all the glory. Because Solomon received that instruction, and we have received instruction. Now we got to sow it in their lives. Can I get amen? I saw 2 precious children right here. This is the greatest opportunity to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. This is the greatest opportunity to sow into their little lives who Jesus is. And guess what? It's never too late to talk about Jesus even when they're adults. Can I get amen? You know why? Because you'll be excited about what happened to you, and you'll share with them, guess what happened to me? God wants to do something mighty in your life. It's never too late with God. Never. This is why I love God. And we have to learn how to nurture. Saints, what do you imagine our Heavenly Father does each day? Do you think he's up there twiddling his thumbs? Oh, man. Oh, man. No, they blew it again. No. We try to think of God like we think. And it's not like that. God is just saying, nurture your children. Nurture one another. One another. Nurture one another as you nurture your children, your grandchildren, your spouse. Nurture them. And what does nurture mean? It's right up here. Look at this. Nurture, as defined in the Webster Dictionary, means to supply with nourishment, to educate, or to further develop of the development of their being, of their life. You see, my friends, Scripture reveals a God who is tender He's a parent greatly nudging us towards maturity in Christ. Did you turn to your neighbor and say, God will never give up on you? And some of us are knuckleheads. Some of us are like stubborn mules. Can you come to church this Sunday? No. It's like, it's okay. But God is still good. And he still loves them. And one day the lights are going to turn on. And when they turn on, hallelujah, they'll be running to the house of God. Can I get an amen? Pastor Art, when you got saved, man, I don't think you missed a Sunday. Yeah. We were there. And I got tired. We didn't complain. Oh, no, we didn't. We loved being at church. Today, oh no, I got things to do. So we put the church in a culture today. They put their agenda, they put the church to fit their agenda, and they leave God. Well, if I have time, I'll catch them online. Yeah. But that's how the church rolls today. It rolls like that today. Where's that fire, brother? Where's that fire? Man, I remember there was times we got to the door and the deacons haven't opened it yet. And we wanted in. Look at this, number one. Our Heavenly Father nurtures us by comforting us when we are troubled. Yes. Yes, he does. Yes. The Bible says that trouble will come. The Bible says a man born of a woman is but one day and full of trouble. Oh, come on. Oh, that's right. But God has the fix. Can I get an amen? Look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church right up here. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of what? Of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. Can I get amen? And with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So as God is comforting you, now the same comfort, you can comfort someone that's going through. Like when you're being blessed, it's just not all for you. Come on, when God is filling your cup, it's just not all for you. Hallelujah. Now you go splash it on someone. Here, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can I get amen? Amen. You got to know how to come out of that comfort zone. Yeah, we want to be filled. Yeah, my cup overfloweth. Now, go spill it on someone. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Bless them. Comfort them. And many of us have friends and family members, acquaintances that are going through. Yes. And they need us. They need you. They need me. Why? Because we have the answer. God has given us the keys of life, and that is God's word. Look at this. He wrote this in 2 Corinthians 7:8. Nevertheless, God who comforts the what? The downcast. Many of us, you know what? Many of us are really good. Well, some of us are pros at it. Oh, woe is me. And we go into a pity party. Oh, but you don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But God does. and God will fix you. Come on. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's all present. An omnipresent brother. Come on. Saints, what is our practical way believers can experience God's comfort? Stay in His presence. Be in His presence. Pray and fast. When's the last time you actually fasted and prayed? When you had to do this, these five rolled tacos I don't need right now. I need to fast and pray. Oh, come on. Oh, I'm getting somebody hungry now. I forgot. We're not 10 o'clock in the morning. Look at number two. Our Heavenly Father nurtures us through His tender care. You know that He cares for us like a mother too? Did you know that God cares for us not only like a father, but also like a mother? He's our all in all. This is why singles, men, women, you're desiring to be married. It's a good thing. God put that in you to desire a spouse. Can I get amen? But until that blessed day comes, let God be your husband. Let God be your wife. Can I get amen? Let God nurture you. Let Him fill your cup. And when King Charming comes in, you'll know. Because God will send you what you need in His time. His time. Look at this. Isaiah wrote it best. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget. Yet I will not forget you, says the Lord. Woo. I will not forget you. Can I get an amen? See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Meaning all of our inadequacies, all of our isms and schisms, all of us that go through every day, God has a wall up there and he's blessing you. He goes, I got that. Give it to me. I got that. But we run to other people. We run to other ministries. We do all kinds of things trying to hear from God. God's saying, get before me and be silent and hear the voice of the Lord. And He will speak loud and clear. Why? Because He has our best interest involved. Can I get amen? Amen? Nobody can understand you like God does. We're trying to figure it out. What? What? I don't know about this one. But God does, because He made you. And He didn't make junk. Did you know that we're beautiful in His sight? I always say to myself, I'm not saying about you, but myself, just don't trust the mirror. Oh, okay. And then I hear God say, I still love you. I still love you. And you're still mine. Can I get an amen? He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll never throw us out with the bathwater. He'll never kick you to the curb. Can I get an amen? Look what James wrote right up here. Look at this. In James 5, indeed we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very what? Compassionate and merciful. We have to be convinced that no matter what we go through in life, God has your back. He has your best interest in mind. And He will deliver you in His time. You see, there are times where we are self-inflicting ourselves. What do I mean by that? Seeing things, eating things, doing things that maybe we shouldn't. And then we want immediate deliverance. Now, I need to be delivered now. And God is saying, but you haven't dealt with the issue yet. Do you want him to deliver you so you could continue in that way? Or are you truly going to repent and turn from it? Turn from that ugly thing. Can I get an amen? And we all have ugly in our life. Turn to your neighbor and say, we all have ugly. And we don't have to put it on blast. We all know what it is. Every one of us struggle. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Look at number three right up here. Our Heavenly Father nurtures us by providing for our needs. Did you know? I remember this morning when I rolled up, there's some people from the morning church here. But on this ledge out there, there are a few birds out there that were just there. I go, man, God, thank you. Thank you for showing me those birds. Because he confirmed what I wrote down already this week. Let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at how God cares. If he cares for them, don't you think he'll care for you? Right now, there's people that need a job. They need healing. They need direction. They have anxiety. They got fear. They got worry. When's my next check coming? All these things that we go through, some of us, on a daily basis. But then God has to remind us. And I was reminded pulling up and saw those two birds on the ledge. It's found right here in Matthew. Look at this. In Matthew 6:25, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at this in verse 26. Look at the birds. Look at the birds of the air. For they never sow, nor they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. I didn't give him no bread, and probably the neighbor didn't give him no bread, but yet God still feeds them. Or they wouldn't be there chirping. God takes care of them. Look at this. He still feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Come on. My. Look at this. Are you not more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to your stature? When I get out of the shower, I'm about 5'7" and a half. That's it. Got no shoes on. That's it. I can't put on my clothes and now I'm 6 foot. Without stilts or platforms. We can't alter these things how God made us. But what he can do is provide everything that you need. Can I get amen? Amen. Look at this. Look at this verse right up here. Verse 20. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all the glory was not arrayed like one of these. You know, this is about the good time of the season to drive up the coast into Carlsbad, and you'll see all these flowers, beautiful flowers that they grow out there. And then right next to it, the strawberries. Yes, beautiful. That's the glory of God when you see that. He made things beautiful. You may not think much about yourself, but God looks at you as beautiful. You're gorgeous to Him. He loves us. And yet, sometimes we have the tendency to curse one another. Look at verse 30 up here. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall what we wear? You know why? Because God told Paul and wrote it to the Philippian church right up here. And my God shall what? Supply all your need according to His riches and glory. God will provide everything that you need. I don't care what it is. Finance, health, relational restoration, people on your job that you probably never spoke to in a while, people that we haven't forgiven yet. This is the time, seriously, if there's people in your life that you haven't forgiven yet, get it done. Let me just say it like the Tennessean say, get her done. Get it done, because Jesus is coming. And don't let your hand be caught in the cookie jar. What do I mean by that? There's still people in your life that you haven't forgiven. And here He comes. Because He hung on that cross saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. How many of you love to be encouraged? Always. Right up here, our Heavenly Father nurtures us through encouragement. Look at this. I found this in Romans right up here. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And we all have hope in Christ. Can I get an amen? Amen. Look at number 5. Our Heavenly Father nurtures us through what? Through loving discipline. Yeah, I know. Ouch. Yes. Do I have to, God? Yes, you do. There are things we have to do. Can I get amen? We have to. You keep watching that trash on your phone, and you're going to take it a step further. Oh, that's right. I heard this teacher last night. We were at Pastor Sherry's talking about pornography on the phone. You keep watching that, guess what? You're going to be tempted to go touch someone. A spirit will guide you to do that. An evil, wicked demon will get in your mind. There are some things that we have to be disciplined in. Can I get amen? Amen. Say no to that. No. Oh, come on. I'm trying to help us, man. Your spouse needs to be more than enough. Can I get amen, men? Can I get an amen, men? It ain't Mother's Day, so I'm not going to knock on them. It's Father's Day. Oh, you had your chance a couple weeks ago. You were watching us online. One final way God parents us is by correcting us when we are deliberately sinning. And yes, we can fall off the wagon. We can go down a dark path even as believers. But yet God will never give up on you. Can I get amen? Amen. You know, we all heard that term backslider, the prodigal. It's there because God loves us. Yes. Thank you, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. You see, in Hebrews, look at this in Hebrews. I need you to see this in Hebrews. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, meaning angels look into our life, and our friends and family members are witnesses to our life. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us. So there's some sins that we do that will entrap us. It'll snare us. It'll be a snare that the devil has planted there for, so that you can trip up and lose your testimony. The last thing you want to do is lose your testimony. Will people forgive you? Yeah, they'll forgive you, but then can they trust you again? Forgiving and trusting are two different matters. Are we getting something out of this message?
Yes. Keep it going. Yes.
Can I keep it going?
That's right.
Come on, we're not tired, are we?
Nope.
Huh? Let me know. Wave the flag, we're done. Look at this. Lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set, what? Before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Did you catch that? He saw the cross. He knew that he was going to be crucified on that, but he saw the joy that would come after it. Look at your life before you gave your heart to Christ. It was disaster. Mine was disastrous. All drugged up. Come on. Family walked out. Like Brother G would say, I was toe up from the flow up. But at the age of 30, hallelujah, God said, all right, I'm going to rescue you now. And I'm going to change your life. And I'm going to give you a new walk, a new talk. I'm going to reclothe you. I'm going to take that foul thing out of your mouth. I'm going to wash you in my blood. I'm going to fill you with my spirit. And I'm going to give you a new plan that you have never seen in your life. Hallelujah. And he has fulfilled that promise. And he's fulfilling it in your lives right now. No differently. Because in the kingdom of God, there's no big I's and little U's. We're all equal at the cross. Can I get amen? When someone wants to show them that they have more authority than you, man, just, we're all equal at the cross.
Amen.
We're all equal. Look at this. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. You know what that means? You have to really do a word search when he says despise the shame. We don't have time to get into the Greek. We don't have time to break that down. But do you know that it was shameful to expose your nakedness back in this time and day? And we've seen the movies. We've seen the King of Kings movies. What was that one by Mel Gibson? The Passion of the Christ? Okay. Yeah, they showed the beatings and the blood. We all get that. But what they failed to show, and was good for our eyes, he was actually fully naked. That was shameful. Despised the shame. And he was beaten so bad, and his flesh was ripped so bad, they couldn't even tell his gender no more. They couldn't even tell whether he was female or male up there. Josephus, who was a historian, eyewitness account. He's in all the writings of the rabbis back in the day. Josephus, he was there and he saw it. He wrote it down. It was the most horrific thing, because to expose your nakedness back then was shameful. And that's why it says right up here, despising the shame, he sat down at the right hand of God. When he got up on that third day, he had that brand new body. And how many of you want that brand new body? Amen. Well, guess what? Learn to allow God to discipline you in certain areas in your life. Can I get amen? Don't run from it. Embrace it. Say, oh God, thank you for this time out, God. Thank you, God. God doesn't do it because he hates us. God does it because he loves us. Just imagine if you never took the Board of Education to the seat of their understanding when they were little. Huh? And just let them run amok. Look at this, verse 7 right here. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become, look at this, weary and discouraged in your own souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. None of us have experienced what he did. Wow. But look at this. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Here it is right here. When God has to put us on a timeout, it's for our own good. Can I get amen? Yeah, I know it hurts. I've been to the doghouse many times. I've been to the whooping shed. You been there, sister? I've been there. In 35 years, I've been there. I don't like it there. But God's teaching me something. And when you come out of that, you come out knowing why he did it. Can I get amen? Look at this. Do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom he loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he what? Receives. Look at this. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? Meaning discipline. But if you are not without discipline or chastening or correction, that's what that means, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Who has the King James Bible? Because that word legitimate, I'm only going to use King James vernacular up here. You know what illegitimate means? It means bastard children. That's what it's written in the King James. Help us, God. Help us, God. Listen, our Heavenly Father nurtures us through personal instruction. Can I get amen? Because the Holy Ghost, how many of you need the Holy Ghost? We need the Holy Ghost. We need the helper. Without the Holy Ghost, we cannot be instructed. Brother, I remember, Brother Marty, when you got filled with the Holy Ghost way back 32 years ago, and you got filled with the Holy Ghost, never the same again. He got baptized at North Park too. Yeah, Brother Marty. We've been friends ever since. Couldn't say much about that in high school, but we were friends after that. Can I get an amen? And I love him. He's such a wonderful brother. He's gone through so many things that all of us experience in life. And yet he's still standing. He's still standing in the power of his might. Let me just say this. You know you are filled with the Holy Ghost when 30 years have gone by and you're still standing. Can I get an amen? God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus. You see, we need this right up here. But the helper the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance the things that I said to you. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm coming in for a close, and then we're going to pray. I think we need to pray. Matter of fact, I think we got the gist of this message. I think we need to pray now. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask everyone to stand. I'm going to ask everyone to stand right now. Men, I'm going to ask you guys to come down to the altar. All the men, come on. Come on down. Hallelujah. 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 Who's got oil? Brother, anoint the heads of all these precious men right down here. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 I keep hearing in my spirit right now, divine appointment, divine appointment, divine appointment, divine appointment. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Sharaboko torobo kikaraba. Rebeshetarabosika. Rebeshetarabosikarabasa. Ikarabasa tarabosia. Roboshikarabosia. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless this man of God in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Supply all of his needs according to your riches and glory, God. Hallelujah. Strengthen him, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to build his life. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word that was given to him last week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember the word the prophet said that he has opened up his home to bless others. Lord, strengthen him. Hallelujah. Bless him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Isharabo. Ikarabosa karabasa. In the name of, let the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, fall on him right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Sharoboko torobosia. Sharabasa tarabasa. Father, I thank you for Pastor Art. Thank you, Lord, that you have placed that word in him. Hallelujah. And he's soon to deliver it. Soon. Hey, Sharaboko. Ikaraba. Yes, Lord. Strengthen those knees, God. Hallelujah. Strengthen those knees, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Infuse healing. Impartation of healing. On his knees, God. Ikarabo. Sharaboko torobosa. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you for his son. Thank you for this man of God. Thank you that you are raising up Marty in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are doing great and mighty things in his life. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, how he loves his family. How he seeks your face, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless him, Lord. Supply all of his needs. Supply all the family's needs, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for his wife and children, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, you have blessed this man with everything, hallelujah, that you have provided on this earth for him. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, God. Thank you for Dago. Thank you, God, right now. Hallelujah, his young life. In the name, Ikarabosia. Rabashakarabosikarabosia. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, thank you for this generation. Hallelujah, right here, standing before me. This generation right now. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Grandfather, father, son. Hallelujah. Bless them right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the heritage. Hallelujah. This is the legacy that you have given them, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for Joe right now. Lord, as he's going through a time of mourning, oh God. But Lord, thank you, God, that he brought his brother. Hallelujah. And God, you saved him, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. He's with you right now, dancing with you, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for John. Hallelujah. And bless my brother, oh God. Bless him. Supply all of his needs according to your riches and glory, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. God's going to straighten out everything you need to straighten out for him. Hallelujah. And it's going to be your wisdom and your understanding to do it, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you for this young man of God. Thank you for Vincent that's here today. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. I believe he's still on his honeymoon, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless this man of God. Bless him, oh God. Yes, Lord. Supply all of his needs according to your riches and glory, oh God. And Lord, yes, Lord. Favor. I keep hearing favor. Yes, God. Lord, hallelujah. I pray, Lord, that he walks in your favor, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, open up doors for him, oh God. Hallelujah. That no man can shut, oh God. Lord, that he would walk in. Hallelujah. And be blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this soon to be father. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Nurture him, God. Speak to him, God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, bless him mightily, oh God. Thank you, God. In the name, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for this man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for what a wonderful surprise that took place last week, God. Lord, I thought it was just another wonderful brother that was going to be baptized. And to find out, our families go way back. Way back. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful moment. Thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I pray, Lord, blessings upon his life. Oh, God. Lord, yes, yes, yes. Continue to direct him. Continue to hold his hand. And, Lord, as he follows you, his family will follow him in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless him mightily, oh God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just hear God saying, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Yes. Even the times when you get angry, give it to God. Give it to God. Don't let it fester. Don't let it blow up. Give it to God, and then he will replace it with love, joy, peace, love, and meekness, and a kind heart in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. My dear friend, Felix, I remember when I got saved, we had a men's ministry, and we went everywhere praying, and we would drive by your house, and we would pray for you. I had the privilege to pray for Eddie and to pray for Reuben. I know you weren't home that day, but guess what? God brought you here today. So he didn't miss. Hallelujah. God wants to do something mighty. Hallelujah. God is saying, give your heart to him. Give your heart to him, Felix. Give your heart to him right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Felix, if you want to receive the Lord right now, just pray with me right now, okay? Yes, God. I see God all over you right now. Pray this prayer by faith, Felix. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you. Go ahead. Say, I thank you, God. Oh, God, forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart, God. Make me a new person. In Christ Jesus. For I believe that you died for me. And you rose again for me. And when you come back, you'll come back for me too. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you brought Felix here today. Bless them mightily, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. Hallelujah. I love this man. Hallelujah. I love this family, God. Hallelujah. And you've kept him. Hallelujah. You kept him so I can pray for him today, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Another man of God right here. Hallelujah. Who's going through? But as you go through, God is saying, I'm with you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. I'm going to see you all the way through this. And I truly believe that God's final answer is going to be his best answer. You know why? And you know what that best answer is? He has given you eternal life. Yes. Yes. Yes, he's already healed you. He's already healed you. Your flesh is going through, but your soul and spirit is his now. Hallelujah. And all of us are going to bust out of this caterpillar shell and be turned into a butterfly. We're going to have that new body. Hallelujah. So as you go through, give them all the praise. Give them all the glory. As the saints lift you up in prayer, as people intercede for you, hallelujah, know that God is good. That God and the person standing behind you loves you so much. And she's always going to be right there all the way. And we're all believing the miracle. That God's going to do something mighty. So we can rejoice in and shout it from the mountaintop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many believe God? How many believe God? How many believe God?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Always remember that the name of Jesus is above all names. And it's above the name of cancer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we curse that root of cancer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cancel it right now. In the name of Jesus. Send it back where it comes from. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bring healing right now, God. Purify his blood. Hallelujah. Strengthen his body, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless them, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Your son, thank you for coming. Thank you that you're here. Thank you that this is not just a Father's Day, but a divine appointment. God has brought you here. You know why? Because he loves you. And God's never going to give up on you. And I don't care what you've gone through in life. God wants to give you a brand new life. A life, a heart that will love him. A heart that will be in his hand where he can use you in mighty ways. What's happened to your parents is a mighty and wonderful thing. And he wants to do the same with you. And all you have to do is let go. And let God. Just let go and let God. And watch him do. Watch him do mighty things. Receive him right now. Ask him to come into your life. And watch him do what you cannot do on your own strength. He will do it all by himself. So pray this prayer with me by faith. Just pray, dear Lord Jesus. Go ahead, just pray this. Ask God to come into your heart. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe that you died for me and that you rose again. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, come on, come on. Give God a shout. Give God a shout. Oh, come on. Listen. Come on here, Felix. God has just done two miracles right now. Hallelujah. Two divine appointments. I kept hearing divine appointment, divine appointment. This is a divine appointment. I feel his presence right now. God has much more for you. More and more and more. This is just scratching the surface. Oh, I feel God doing something mighty in your lives. Ooh, yes, God. Yes, God. And so, keep growing. Keep coming. Keep learning. Stay in his presence. Come to the studies. Come to the services like this and be strengthened by God. Hallelujah. Because he has so much more to give both of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come on, give God a shout. Brother Pablo, come on up. We got a few more. We're going to pray for it. Hallelujah. This man right here, my wife calls him the genius. I'm praying for the genius right now. But in all sincerity, he's a wonderful man of God. He loves you, Lord. And you got a plan for him, God, a mighty plan. And Lord, as he continues to seek you and delight himself in you, I pray, Lord, that you would give him the desires of his heart according to your will. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray blessings upon him, strength and encouragement upon him. And Lord, I'm praying, Lord, that you would make financial ways for him to prosper, oh God. And Lord, use the mind that you have given him as a tool and open up doors that no man can shut. Yes, God. Yes, God. Pablo, I just see many doors opening for you, that God's going to use you mightily and bless you and supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And all you have to do is keep trusting him, walking forward with him. And don't let what you see fool you, because God has the best yet to come. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Man, brother. There's a need right now that you've been desiring from him. And he's about ready to fulfill that desire. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. And it's going to be everything that you've been asking him about. I'm not going to put you on blast here, but you know what it is. I know what it is. And God's about ready to do it. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Hallelujah. Trust him. Trust him. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this man. Thank you for Sister Dolly bringing him for the very first time. And he's been with us throughout now, God. He comes and he listens. And Lord, he loves you. Father, I pray, God, that you would bless him. Bless him in mighty ways in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Brother, I need to ask you a question. Have you been baptized in water as an adult?
Yes.
Okay. There's two here that I prayed for that haven't yet. And I'm going to put it on your hearts to do that. When God moves on your heart, Felix and, yes, that God will put on your heart to be baptized. Two precious souls last week were baptized during our barbecue. And it was good. And if you want to see their photos, they're right there. Look, they're right there. They're right there. And so if God's putting it on your hearts to do that, We'll do it any time of the day. You know that. We drop hat for that. You want to do it today? We'll do it today. You'll do it tonight? We'll do it tonight. We'll do it at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night in the cold.
Hallelujah.
Right, Sister Catherine? We'll do that.
Cold air, warm jacuzzi.
Sister Catherine called me. It was 10:30 at night. Is that jacuzzi ready? I'm bringing two souls. And it was Geronimo and Vicky. And they've been here since. Hallelujah. Because God did a mighty thing.
Yes.
God did a mighty thing in their life. And they're here because of Jesus. Oh, that's right. I forgot, brother. Amen, amen. Sometimes, you know, pray for my mind, my memory. Let's pray for Brother Marty right now. You guys heard a little bit of us. We go way back to junior high, elementary as well. And Felix, you remember. You remember Marty? Yeah. You know, at one time we were rivals, weren't we? And look at this. Look, this is what I love about God. He'll take you and he'll put enemies and turn them into friends.
Yes, hallelujah.
Can I get an amen?
Yes.
And he's my friend now. I'm his friend now. We're all friends in Christ now. And God has done a mighty work in Marty's life.
Hallelujah.
And we're, yes, friends, brothers, for eternity. This is just a temporary thing. This life here. We're going to be with each other up there praising God. And so let me pray for Marty. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this man of God. 33 years ago, you saved him. He was baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, thank you for sustaining him. Thank you for keeping him. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in his life. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would supply all of his needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, that you would bless him mightily, O God. Lord, that you would touch him mightily, O God. And Lord, as he delights himself in you, Lord, that you would give him the desires of his heart, O God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, touch him, Lord. Let your spirit overflow in his cup right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Let your power come. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Fill him mightily, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Man, I feel the Lord saying, your son David is going to surrender real soon to him. And we're going to be baptizing him real soon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You keep fasting and praying for him.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is. I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.